Welcome back to the very live takeaway. This is John Hockenberry, and I feel like I've been reincarnated in a dream of Frank Zappa and Henry Mancini. Here, I'm here with the Budos Band. That's a track from their latest album, Burnt Offering, which is out later this month. Welcome to Jared Tankel and Brian Profilio. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And can you announce, just introduce the rest of the members of the band, since you're all out there, right, guys?
Yeah.
We got a full studio here.
We got Bobby Cipette on the congas, Robert Lombardo.
Excellent.
Dan Fodor on the bass, Thomas Hi. Brennick playing the guitar, Michael Deller playing keyboards, Farfisa, and Andy Green, the doc, playing trumpet.
And this isn't even the full, like, complement of Budos.
True. We're missing two guys that don't live in New York anymore.
This is a 7 Budo gig, not a 9 Budo gig. Yeah. All right. Well, it's great to have you here, and I love your sound. Can you tell me a little bit about where that sound comes from? It's very noir sounding, but it's also got this West African thing going here as well.
Yeah. I mean, we originally started off as an Afrobeat band, so we were playing long instrumental versions or long instrumental Afrobeat songs, and we realized that the instrumental songs needed to be shorter. Having a 15-minute long song wasn't working.
And doing live radio, they really need to be shorter. Yeah. So we're really helping you out with
right,
that.
We could have wrote a bunch
of exactly. Right.
But we just crunched them down, and I gave them more of like a popular American-style format, which is verse, chorus. And just crunched them down to like 3 or 4 minutes. So it's just the juicy parts, in a sense.
And we've been using your music as interstitial music on our show since the very beginning. And that's really, I mean, you've been riding that for like 7 years now, right? How's that been working for you?
I mean, we're here, so
exactly. The pinnacle, the peak, the peak. I notice in my prep stuff here that, Jared, you are also a lawyer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, Brian, you are also a New York City public school art teacher.
Yeah.
It says about Tom Brennick, he's just the guitar player. Guitar players never have a day gig, and they're always the only ones wearing sunglasses. You had sunglasses on before, right, Tom? So lawyer by day, is that right?
Some days, yeah. Some of the day.
When you make it in?
Yeah. Okay. Today, for example, not so much of the lawyer day.
Yeah, well, it's a pro bono thing you're doing for us here. That's right. Beautiful. That's beautiful. And you would be teaching by this time, right?
Yeah. Waking up this early wasn't really...
It's not early.
Oh, well, we woke up...
Any time during the day. This show plays any time during the day.
We woke up in Weehawken, John.
Oh, okay. That's a ferry away. A ferry away.
Whoa.
It's great. And you didn't know where you were, right? Hangover 3.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, happy Columbus Day. So, with this new album, Burnt Offering, are you doing anything that's different from your sound, the sound that we've heard on this show, Brian?
Oh, no, you heard probably about 4 or 5, 6 maybe songs off the Burnt Offering album, but the songs on the record are totally different than style-wise and aesthetically than the first 3 albums. So it's fun. They're
new stuff, experimenting. Yeah. Yep, that's good. You've got the baritone sax right there.
Exactly,
Jerry. Okay, what's the lowest note you can play? See, this is just for me.
Hit him.
Forget the audience. Forget the radio audience.
Yeah.
I don't care.
If it took the ferry.
Nice. Oh, just love that. I got an alto, and I'm terrible at it.
I had to melt that down because it just didn't. You
melted it down with the baritone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, exactly.
It took
up
like a quarter of the bell.
Are you gigging regularly in the New York area?
Well, we have a show coming up in Brooklyn next Saturday, which is our record release, or 2 Saturdays from now, which is our record release party. We play in New York 3-4 times a year, something like that, you know.
Mostly traveling?
We travel a decent amount, though, too. We get out to the West Coast a couple times a year, do the Midwest a couple times, every once in a while hop over to Europe. We do have other gigs that we do some of the time, but when
it's
we can't
like
get
us.
Away.
We you know, tour around, you know, occasionally hop over to Europe. We haven't done that for 3 years. but we'd love to hop over to Syria maybe and do some news over there. Yikes. Oh my goodness. So what do you teach, Brian?
Drawing.
Drawing.
Art.
Okay. That kind of art. Drawing art. Okay. And did they ask you about the drums?
Most kids have no idea that I'm in a band, and if they found out, they really wouldn't care. Like, this kind of music is just not interesting to a 15-year-old kid for the most part.
You can't do Anaconda or anything. anything that's relevant.
I mean, it's like, oh, that's cool, mister, but they don't care, really. Like, they're not going to go buy the album. They're not going to come to the shows.
Right? You might as well play the harpsichord or something.
Yeah,
right?
They know what buying an album is.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah, exactly. No. Right. Buying an album. What a, weird. How adorable. I hear, as I said in the intro, I hear Zappa in this band. I mean, he's not as fast as Zappa on the guitar, but I hear a kind of, you know, peaches in regalia kind of horn stuff.
He's the Zappa fan.
Yeah? The trumpet player is a Zappa fan? Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
I mean, I think, you know, we're taking a whole bunch of different influences and cramming them into what we do. So if Zappa makes his way in there a little bit, I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, anywhere from psychedelic 70s rock to, you know, Nigerian funk, sort of.
Oh, we love that. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you hear any Zappa in the song they are about to play. Run along, boys, to your positions here, and we'll have a cut here to take us out. This is The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. This is the Budos Band, their latest album, Burnt Offering. Thanks so much for listening to all of you. And you can, of course, be a part of this conversation or clap along with the band by going to thetakeaway.org. Here's the Budos, bro.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.